Greetings, it's Medium Nancy Mass Friday, and today's topic is part two of talking with someone who's grieving, upset, or angry during a session. Grab your popcorn and snacks, find a comfy spot, take a seat or lie down, and let me transport you to a place of fantasy, ghost stories, ancient legends, odd creatures, alien encounters, and other magical topics. You may even decide to join the conversation. From faraway lands to your own backyard, with a small dash of pixie dust, turn out the lights and open your minds. The journey is about to begin. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome, welcome. My name is Charlotte. I'm going to be your host for the next hour, I hope. And the reason why I say that is that we just got through with a lot of storms here in NorCal. And let me push my buttons here, you guys. There we go. A lot of storms here in NorCal. And so it's affected the internet a little bit. I have real good fiber optic internet. But when I came in here, everything was messed up. Yeah, the camera didn't want to stay on, you know, Restream didn't want to carry the camera, and then it seemed like all my settings were off. So look, so I say, if I disappear, Nancy will just take the show for the rest of the way. Okay. I did get my shirt. Remember, I've been sitting here talking about my Haunted Mansion shirt. Well, I'm going to show you guys real briefly. Okay, I'm going to take my headset off so I can show you. Hang on. I did get it. See, I finally got it. Look at that. You guys are only going to see the top part of it. See it? So there it is there. Okay. There will be a TikTok video and a YouTube video and everything released to show you guys what it really looks like, because it's really cool. It's a lot more than I expected. It would be Madame Leota's on there, and I got the three statues on there singing Grim Grinning Ghosts, and I've got the Hitchhiking Ghosts on there, and it's pretty cool. Anyway, just FYI, like I said, if suddenly things go wonky with the camera, it's because things have been wonky all afternoon, and I want to make sure this doesn't pop off, because this has its own issues. That went down. You know, it's like Murphy's Law. When stuff starts to go wrong, it just turns to crap all at once. Well, so we just got through this storm. I had some damage from a palm tree. Let's put it this way. My mom and dad, I mean, this is how they are. It's a tree, they're going to let it grow. So the palm tree hadn't been trimmed in like probably its whole life. I don't think anybody ever came to trim that tree. You know, it's really tall. So it's been around for at least 30 years, that palm tree, if not longer. And it's never been trimmed. Well, it trimmed itself. And so it is currently all over my driveway. So Sunday I have people coming to remove the fronds. And there's some heavy fronds. I mean, if anybody gets under there, they're going to get clubbed by this thing. And it's one of those yucca plants, so that when you go to pick the fronds up, there's spikes on those suckers. Painful? Yikes. That's why my mother used to laugh and say that was, and I don't know if it's true, so I don't want to piss off anybody, but I mean, she used to tell me that the plants, those particular palms were used for fences in Mexico, because you couldn't get your horses through them and stuff. And I can understand that, because I've been stabbed by that thing more than once. So the cleanup will be this weekend. Anyhow, along that note, please note that we got two shows coming up this week. On Wednesday, we're going to be talking about remote viewing and haunted house research. You know, how to research a haunted property. So we're going to be talking about that on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be fun. We're going to talk with John Stewart on Wednesday. No, not the guy on TV. It's a different John Stewart. But we're going to be talking about an alien interview that happened. He has proof of. He has done research into it. And apparently, alien spacecraft crashed or something like that. And the Pentagon or the military interviewed the alien. So he's got some proof about that. So that's going to be Thursday. So remember, Wednesday and Thursday, we got two shows in a row. Okay? One is about haunted houses and research. And the other one, of course, is about alien interview with an alien. We call it interview with an alien. Okay? I see Jerry's in the house. I see Lori's in the house. So we're good. All right. Anyway, well, let's get Nancy on so we can get going tonight, so she can get her full time in tonight and get say what she needs to say. But it's gonna be exciting coming up here. And next week, remember, we got Valentine's Day. So Monday or Tuesday, we're gonna be building that gingerbread house. Decorating the gingerbread house for Valentine's, and you know, we already started Christmas on it, so it's kind of like a Christmas Valentine's gingerbread house that we're gonna have. All right, let me get Nancy, and away we go. Here we go. Let's see if this works tonight. And again, if I start getting old, if it gets fuzzy and all that, and I disappear, it is what it is tonight, because yeah. And my neighbor next door is having a party, so you can hear his music. So we're gonna have some mood music in the back. Here we go. Okay.
Super Bowl weekend. There was going to be parties.
I thought the Super Bowl weekend was last weekend.
Sunday.
No.
The game.
Really?
The game was.
I thought all that thing with the 49ers was.
According to my husband, unless he missed it.
Okay. It's usually on my birthday weekend. Okay. I thought it was last weekend. It shows you what I know. So the 49ers aren't going to the Super Bowl. This is where I was confused. I thought they went. I don't follow football, so I thought they went to the Super Bowl. Okay, I got it. All right.
I'm not going to say who I see winning. That's
hell
not
if I
fair.
Know.
No. Well, I wanted to tell Larry that we kind of one cheers for one, the other one cheered for the other. But since I know who's winning, I shouldn't pick the one that wins.
I am a baseball person, and I'm not even a baseball person anymore because of what happened with the Oakland A's. So I just am on the fringes of sports. You know, I'm on the fringes of sports.
Okay, so I'm Nancy Matz, for anybody listening to RSS Feed, if Shard still does that. And I have a website, nancymatz.com, Nancy Matz author. I hired somebody to help migrate one site to the other. So it shouldn't be changed too much. We're going to copy and paste type of thing. But ultimately, Nancy Matz will be directed to Nancy Matz author. So we're going to kind of try to get caught up on things around here. Karen Rossi and I are... both dealing with colds. I sound so much better than Saturday after the show. Crashed and burned. Just terrible. So anyway, pretty soon I'll be able to announce the shows. It will be called Talking to Ghosties and Life Stories. That'll be all my readings for 33 years. I'll pick and choose. And then I'm going to connect with Karen Rothstein, and we're going to do tarot together. I have had opportunities to buy tarot over the last 20 years, and I've picked cards because I think they're pretty. And Karen Rothstein has been doing this since the political stuff. She'll ask me questions, and then she'll play it out on cards and get the same answer. And that really intrigued me. So we're going to start doing tarot also. I don't know. I'm not going to go where Char goes with tarot or kind of stay away from each other, but I'm real interested in past life readings and tarot. Maybe we'll start with three cards. But the problem is I see pictures. You may ask me a question, I'll already see it. And I go, oh, Egypt. Someone's thinking about past lives. And I think, oh, I see Egypt. What if the cards will say different? I have to keep my mouth shut.
Well, no, because, you know, you might get lucky, because if you do see Egypt, the high priestess mm-hmm. might pop up. I mean, there you have it right there.
I hope so.
High priestesses and everything. So you might get lucky with that. So, hey, look at this. You saw that, huh?
I did.
How long has this been? 3 years? 2 years? I've been whining about getting, you know.
I think it's probably really pretty. A lot more. It's a little darker in there. So it'd be fun to see it and snapshot.
Well, I also probably, when things get caught up, there's another one I'm going to order. It's a lighter one.
Yeah.
But there's two of these shirts. So, yeah. But I've been whining. You guys don't get it. I've been whining about this for like 3 years on the air here every Friday.
Char and I talk. I'm going to get going here. Promise. We peoples who are in business like for ourselves, Char is now learning what it feels like to be in control of your finances and your time. And I've been doing this for 33 years. When I worked for a telephone company, 24 years was 9 to 5. Actually, management is kind of like 60 hours a week. And I had the weekends off, and there was routine in life. So when you work like this, and subsequently, we don't always buy for ourselves. I have spent a fortune in running the business, but not always on me. And so Char and I talked, and I said, when are you going to treat yourself? What are you going to do for you? And so that's a topic that we should do a show on that. Yeah. Where is our value system in our work environment and our workload? How do you monitor? you know, and I have to admit, I love the internet. I don't hardly watch. She said, "Did you watch? Did you watch?" And I go, "I haven't watched any TV for days." So it's anyway, that's that. I want to start out with, we were talking last time, and I want to recapture a couple things, and then we'll go on, because I don't know that repeating myself helps the listener. Hopefully you will listen to it. I talked about last time, if you have an adult child or a teenage child and they're angry, angry, angry. But then I did not address a child under 12 and younger. Sometimes a child of a younger age has not created a value system or a end result or a pattern of, I do this, I get in trouble with that. They struggle. And anybody who's been a parent, spent a lot of years since I was a parent. Grandchildren were perfect. I mean, there was one grandchild that was kind of hard. If you're raised in a genius, I'm going to give you all the sympathy in the whole world. We had a problematic child and family, but it wasn't like she was shooting energy. But I want you to think of a child that is too energetic, angry all the time, but they're 7, 8, 9 years old. This is difficult. And what I'm addressing is you. If you get angry at the child, the battle is lost. Sometimes you're standing there with your arms crossed and go, "Oh, when you're done, I'm going to walk away." And as you're thinking of something, calm yourself, because they're shooting shards of themselves at you to disrupt you. They don't know it, but that's what's happening. And that last time I was speaking to a mother dealing with an adult child last time. And I encouraged her to envision herself stuck to the earth with a vine of roses going around her and attempting to focus on the rose and keep it healthy. You can start with the bud, it's a beautiful rose. But if you get distracted, the bud will die, and you want those roses around your body. And what I'm doing is I'm having you offset your mind from the battle and what's being thrown at you so you can calmly react. And it's important that we do. A lot of people call me and they go, "Oh, you're such an anchor. You're so peaceful. You're calm." Well, I've had to work at it. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not always soft when I'm talking. In fact, yesterday, I wanted to address this tonight. Grief and anger are very close in emotional energy, because you can explode. You can get totally depressed. But so does anger. People get remorse. They get hidden. They hide. They just anger, or they can explode. But I have seen grieving peoples also explode. Have you been to a funeral where the explosion of the bent up, the person died of cancer, some terrible, or the, this is terrible, of a car accident, a child is killed. The mother and the father can hardly, it's the same energy. It's how it's dispersed, what kind of level of emotion. Hard to explain it. I feel it all the time. It's tough, 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 especially if you're a reader. And Char mentioned that earlier, because a lot of what I do, I want other people to consider doing what I do. I've been doing this since 90, 24 years Pacific Bell, and 33 years doing this. This is not an easy road, but yesterday I did read. It was, I talked to someone today too, so I'm kind of like, which the emotional high you get of helping someone else survive their life. Because when I was in a difficult marriage, and I have to tell you, preface it, I'm married a German-Italian Catholic cop, undercover cop, high industry cop, not in the street cop. And he would come home with blackness swirling around him like a leopard, but the spots were, and I didn't, of course, look at this. I was doing this, right, without knowing it. And it repelled me. I couldn't understand that. And I didn't want to react to that. Do I take responsibility for the marriage not working? Well, he got into this business in the 70s. So it kind of was a buildup of frustration, anger, management, promotions for him. Don't want to tell you anything else. So how do you know what life is when you get married in 1920? We dated through high school. So hurry up and get the kids married. In those years was common, especially Catholics. So in our world of marriage and relationships, if the partner has a unfortunately, a very stressful job. How do you cope with it? And the best thing you do is calm your life force. I remember hearing the car door slam, and I realized how difficult the evening would be. And I didn't know how to deal with it. In reality, all I had to do was grab myself and pretend I'm a redwood tree and let that anger just ooze off of him in some other direction, but I took it personal. So I'm kind of giving you a little more about me than you kind of want to know, but at the same time, I have found that readers like myself, we have rough lives, and it's kind of like God said, we want to set you up so that you can help others, but you have to experience this first. So the gal yesterday, day before, whatever, there was a death of a father, and I lost my father from a drunk driver, and I saw the consequence to the mother, my mother. It was very, very difficult. We had some difficult years, and what she said at the time, finding out that he had been killed, her only comment was, what am I to do? I don't have any money. And all my life, I've been driven not to not have money. So in unconsciously, it wounded me at 6 years old. And we deal our whole life with emotional turmoil that sometimes we can't identify. And I think that when you think of that and you get turbulent, find a way of calming your soul and your spirit down and realize, and this is where it gets really hard, is that in these years of doing this, I have been convinced without a doubt. I remember my grandmother telling me years and years after my father died, she used to say that I would tell her of the stories and conversations with my dad after he died. Well, what did I know what death was? He'd come visit at night. And I would just say, oh, you're home. He was a commercial artist, Universal Studios, San Diego, Las Vegas. So he's gone a lot. And I didn't know any different. But I did notice that he looked different. Like he would glow. He had a halo around it, his whole body. And I can even see it today. Kind of makes me, it's funny because he was very tall, over 6 foot tall, 6'1" or 2 or something. He was exceptionally thin, and all I remember how tall and thin he was, because I was a thin child, I was a tiny child. Look at me now, we all grow up, right? And I can't remember his face, and it kind of grieves you, because I was so young. But the trauma my mother went through, how hard must have been to be civil with us, because we were the innocents, and you have to calm her down. So when you go through turbulence, realize the damage is that person, not with you. If you have to do a walnut shell and clam up, if you have to turn off your mind and just ground yourself into the earth, put roses around you. If that makes you feel good, create anything you want, just so you don't take it personal. Let them shoot that energy off somewhere else, but not at you, because ultimately, if you don't know how to remove that, and what I mean by you're not going to peel it off, shelf it off. I won't own what is not mine. I will allow that person to be who they are. Get back to statement here. All these years, I have had stories of people tell me, my son keeps talking about a past life. I see dead people all the time. And this came up. I made a comment on one of the magazines, newsletters I get. And I got married holy. Don't need to know that. I got married in Catholic Church, high noon mass wedding, and it's up and down, up and down. Anybody been through that? Well, the Catholics believe you go to sleep, and on Resurrection Day, you are raised, you know. And so I got married June of 67. Well, in the church where we got married, spirit people walking around, and one guy was going like this, like, ah. And I looked at him like, what are you doing? And he goes, and so all those years back, I didn't know what I was. I thought, what am I seeing? And he was nicely dressed. I mean, he had Dockers on or that beige, and he had a beige shirt on. He was just walking around, and he noticed I was looking. He went like this. And this happened once before I was dating between marriages. And we were at a restaurant, and this couple came over, spirit people. And I was sitting, and I looked up, and they were watching us eat. And I go, do you mind? This is a private dinner. And I told my date. And I said, they just died all over again. I made them leave. Anyway, let's go on, everybody. The other thing is, sorry, let's be serious. This is serious.
No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because Karen and I went out. Karen Clark, who's a psychic on my staff, we go out to dinner at Outback Steakhouse one night, and this is just within the last 6 months. We go walking in there. We're walking over to where we're sitting down, and there's a shadow person peering through the window at us.
Oh, that's right.
Wanting to watch us eat. This person stood there for like 20 minutes while we ordered and had the hors d'oeuvres. And then finally, I just looked up and went, can you not do that? We're trying to eat. And then he disappears. But I mean, you guys, you're out and about with your husbands having dinner. I mean, this happens more often than not.
It does. They love, there's a cute show on TV, and I don't get to watch it very often. In fact, I'll binge two or three shows at once, and Ghosts. And they love, they can smell that they can't eat, and they love watching people eat. They like, they like you reacting to eating. Because if you eat a particular thing, they remember what it tastes like, and they watch you eat it. I think it's kind of weird, but I'm not a food person. I mean, there's so many things that I like coffee. And it doesn't like me as much anymore. I couldn't even tell you what it would drive me to eat something at the moment. So.
Yeah.
A lot of people love food, and you know, when I'm a spirit person, that'd be the last thing I think of is food. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's that. So, sorry. So when I'm talking about you, so I'm going to kind of go into some issues here that help you. And I said earlier, for people who want to be readers, to be bombarded. So there's a lot of readers out there. I had a lady call me up and she said, oh, I'm so glad you'll talk to me. I have to call a couple people and they won't put me on the calendar for 2 or 3 weeks. And I said, you know, bless them. They're still working. But yet they don't want to be bombarded by you. They don't want that. They don't need that. They'd rather talk to somebody about the future and all wonderful things around them. But yet I live on the cliff. I've been doing this so long. 10 years in, give me something with me to it. I want those people. If you're out there, you know, I'm the one you call. And so that fires me up and it gets the spirit people to notice me more. Remember I said once when we do rescues, we're kind of like a lantern. I had this guy on a boat once. He was a Frenchman. He was on a boat where, you know, he had a blue white uniform on, probably from something in New Orleans. Here I'm in California. I said, how do you find me? And he said, well, you have a light. I go, I'm not smoking, but I have a light. Okay. And he must be in the dark. Think about it for a moment. Someone who's lost. And he was just pedaling away, one guy in a white boat, and he had a white jacket with lapels that were blue. And he spoke with kind of a Frenchy feel to it. So had a nice talk with him. I said, then do you know what year it is? How long? Aren't you tired from paddling for 200 years? Kind of, he made sense. And once you wake them up, then they can go on. Then the room or the environment they're in lightens up because they search for more. Before, they're just really grieving. And it's like your mind gets really dark. Well, that's the environment they create. But when you wake them up and you start asking questions like, you know, the year is 1995, you know, and they go, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I love that part. I love it. You know, they don't always talk to me. They could be in a car, a boat, a bicycle, or walking around, and they don't care. And yet I have gotten some good results with my chit-chatty. Well, Charles, you want to say something? I'll keep going.
Yeah, what Nancy says is about being a light is true. I've been told, and this happened to me when I was doing an investigation at the Hangman's Tree Cafe in the Hangman's Tree Bus, the Loon, in Placerville. Started doing an EVP session with dowsing rods, and I kept wondering why every few minutes the personalities were changing. And Karen was outside, and she goes, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. They're lined up down the street to talk with you. She says, you're blinking like a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And they can see you when they're coming in. I spent like 4 hours crossing people on because they kept coming, you know. But yeah, I mean,
I don't know how that works because they usually in the solitary bubble, But if they are killed all in the same town or a typhoon or flu epidemic, they could all stick together because they don't know anybody.
It was incredible.
So anyway, yesterday, when I talked to the lady yesterday, and I was trying to explain to her that I've been exposed to reincarnation and seeing dead people everywhere. And then I started describing the woman that the man that greeted her sister at death, and she recognized him as her great great grandfather. And remember, I can talk to people, I don't know what ethnicity they are because we all speak English. What difference would it make, right? And yet I saw this, and he was with her as she was with her youngest child. And I see pictures and I start describing what people look like. And then she told me of other issues in her family. And this is a very grounded, very wonderful woman. And what I'm pointing out to you is that people can come to you with a story they want to discuss. But over here is over here on the side is a topic that she'll bring up that is very disturbing to her because it happened last week. And so when you're talking to them and you cannot calm down, you can't get them grounded, they're crying, they're carrying on. And sometimes you have to reverse it. Would your sister want you to be acting like this? Don't you know, aren't you happy that the sister is with the youngest child? Turn it around, be calm, lower your voice, talk even temperament. And then she went on to the second trauma drama in her life. And then I said, this is the juggling that's difficult for people to do. What I should have done is that she wanted to talk about the sister, but she had this unfortunate thing over here. I should have asked what all the unfortunate situations we're going to talk about. Because she couldn't concentrate only on this. Her mind was shooting over here also. So I was getting shot in the face talking to her. But she was shooting energy somewhere else, grieving over this other situation. And it was melding together and couldn't keep track. Sometimes you have to diffuse it by turning a situation down and calming them down. So when I calmed her down about the sister being with the son, oh, mama. And then I said, my sister's not busy. I says, yes, she has. In fact, she's been, I am trying to talk to you and you won't listen. Well, in the throes of grieving, not so much, yes, it happens in anger. But anger looks like shards, wah, wah, like that. Anger looks like a firecracker going off because you don't feel like you're in your skin. Like all your nerve endings are shooting off at once because every part of you is grieving. Anger sometimes is on the mind. But the body tenses up, and sometimes the shards of energy shooting off is like heavy arrow shards, big pieces of glass. Firecracker for grieving, different energy. I should have been more conscious of the anger issues and the two grievings that were going on. I can't tell you it's private, but I don't think she would mind if I shared the highlights of what she was going through. So when you're talking to somebody and they're really upset about a death, turn around and be soft. And if you're a medium, please pull in what you can. Otherwise, you say, we have to calm you down so that we can have a conversation if you cannot see the spirit person. Mm-hmm. What would you like to have? What would you like to say? And then I speak to her about you're thinking of somebody else. You're suiting energy to them. We connect threads. They also can come into the place. So if you're grieving and you're in discord and all of a sudden someone comes into your mind, it happens a lot to me. If you, I'm thinking about my sister. Oh my goodness, right? That means they're there with you and they're touching you or pushing them energy close to you. So you will think of them. When that happens, they are very close. So what you want to do is have your client just say the name, the address. Say the gay girl, the deceased person is Kathy, but she liked Kate. Kate, is this you? And if you feel the air go, they're close. Because they will shoot, they will resonate with your energy and be happy. I was telling her about this gentleman friend. As 1990, he was part of Spirit of Grace, Universal Christ and Master, Citrus Heights, California. And I worked with him for a while with past life woundology. Don't judge us, but I could see wounds from past life death. Kind of strange, I know. And he would put groups together, people would find people and everything. It was kind of crazy, right? But he had a stroke, and it was 2010, I think. I'm 2011, he'd had some strokes and didn't look good. He called me up and says, it's not happening yet. I'm still here, as good as he could talk. And then one day I was in my office, and this is kind of awful, but I can also smell and I have feel. And when Death walked in the room, I went, fudge. You're going to here to take me? I'm not ready. It's like, you have a choice. And I could feel the denseness, the void of darkness of Death, but it also has a texture, to taste, to smell to it, have a smell. And I thought, wow, this is really, really, really fresh. And I said, Death, is that you? And I felt this, like getting hit with shards, right? What do you mean? What do you mean? And I went, is this Dick? And he goes, yeah. What a difference in emotion I got. I said, Dick, you're calling from heaven. And he, oh, no, 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 no. He was finally out of his body. Yay. Imagine, it was tough having some strokes like he did. And he was living in his home versus a home take care. That's the way he won. And he died in his chair. And the first thing he was, come and visit me and let me know he was out of his body. The problem was, is that I said Death came to visit me, but it didn't look solid. It didn't, for him, he didn't like the way his body looked. And so he was just energy, and it looked dark to me. So he might have, I told him, I said, okay, you're out of your body. Calm down. How exciting. I'm happy for you. Go visit your children. I wish you well. The moment he passed right next to me, and I could feel the energy. Oops. Sorry. I feel the energy go right by me. It was wonderful. How can I tell somebody who's in the throes, I've lost this person, they're dead forever, they're buried in the garden, in the ground, and they're grieving. If they knew how happy Dick was, Dick, look at this from him, Dick is so happy, and this woman's sister died of cancer. How happy must she be? Oh, thank you. See, we lose perspective. And sometimes you have to talk to them in a way that makes them calm down. It's very difficult. You have to keep your cool, but that's the challenge. You're here for your readers or family members to help them through this. It's not such a big burden. It's a privilege. As it was a privilege to be with that person when they passed away, of which she was. I came across an article. It's the Anger Management Classes for You, or if you can control. In 2000, I was at the Sunset and Fair Oaks Boulevard. I had an office there. I lived up in Poly Pines, and it's way too far for clients to go. In those years, 1999, 2000, something like that. I had this office, and it was easy for people to get to. We didn't have a recording system that I did cassettes in person. Anyway, anger management classes sometimes is good for you to release unrecognizable anger. Not a person alive has had an anger issue with a parent, a spouse, or some manager at work. Tell me, or somebody. Hello. And it's sometimes interesting because while I was there, Andrea, I don't know her first name, Andrea, if you really want to know about it, type in anger management classes. And Andrea, she held it and she was wonderful. And they did what we call the Nerf baseball bat against the punching bag. How do you do it? And how many over these years have I said, you need a Nerf baseball bat. You drive to the forest or country place where you can be secret, or your backyard. I want you to hug a tree. I want you to forgive yourself, the rock, whatever you hit. And I want you to put a picture or name of somebody you're angry. And then I want you to get that Nerf baseball bat and beat the dickens out of it. Tell the tree or the rock that you apologize, because it's also a living thing. Everything is living to me. Everything is a vibration. Everything has energy to it. And I don't know how much rock cares, but they also vibrate to me. It's kind of strange, you know, kind of looks that way to me. And kind of a like that, just as low as and deeper sound. I would think maybe it's different vibrations depending on if it's a quartz crystal kind of a rock or volcanic, I guess. I'm thinking about when I touched not too long ago. I went, are you there? Of course, Nancy. Grandma, what are you doing? His grandma, she's old. She does this. Okay, so Nerf baseball bat, a punching bag for our boys who are going through difficult growth. And I actually told one lady, I said, you need one of those blow-up punching bags and put it in your garage. And she got one. She couldn't get out, but she could go out there and punch it. We need to release the anger, otherwise you'll suffer like I did with my first marriage when he came home with spots on him. Oh, just terrible. Just, I wish I knew what I knew now. After breaking off from their anger, profound grief, if you're finding it hard to keep your mind from their anger, grief, creating color shapes or counting, move your eyes around a closed object and color in. So this has happened when I was in person and then seeing the client. But if it happens on the phone, it's easier. I have an arts background. I was in engineering, manholes and conduit. I drew a lot, but I found peace with that. I remember drawing a cat, drawing manholes and conduits and subdivisions. How boring, but you know, it was very peaceful. And I find myself with my eyes following things. And so I'll outline the monitor, outline my cup. My cup says that I inhale, exhale. You need to do that more often. And so sometimes even your mind draws a circle and color it red or blue or green. A volleyball or something with stripes on it. Color something in your mind or create shapes or involve them in an inner tube. Something that makes you not get too absorbed in their stuff. Because it is very difficult to keep your mind peaceful. And sometimes just running your eyes, even though you're listening, you're not distracted. You're just not going to allow them. It's almost like you're putting your eyes too deep into them. You want to sit back and listen, not get too deep into somebody. There's a word I use, it's called disassociate. And it's a harsh word, but I will not associate with you, with your drama, trauma, whatever it is, and bleed with you. I have to disassociate from the anger man or the grief. And there's so many topics we can talk about because that's not my job tonight. My job is to facilitate you to open up and not own it and not be part of it and to allow. So this client called and says, you're going to allow what's going on with your husband because that is God-given gift is to be alive and choose his own ending. You cannot mother him, control him, or tell him how to end his life. This is his honor. It's your privilege to be that person to witness his life choices. Okay, I hardly eat anything that's kind of like, and I says, daughter, when the time comes, I want glazed donuts and pizza, pepperoni and pineapple. When she ever comes up with donuts and pizza, I know I'm at the end of my life because that's the only time I'll ever eat it again. I'm trying to make light of it, but you know, that's the thing is, I hope you can remember some of these things I'm giving you. The other thing would be, of course, I do have a cat here, but they meow a lot. This one here is very noisy. Wow, kind of sounds like a Siamese, like Char's cats if you talk to her at home. Sometimes just looking at them, putting a picture of a kitty on the mount, your monitor, so that when you're listening, don't get into them. Empaths like myself, I blend with people to enter time. But when they're grieving or angry, and I've had some really angry people, I don't want to blend with that. So I have to back up. And you have to ground your energy or disassociate and go out on a path right next to them versus face on. It takes time. But if you want to be good at your job, you know, this is what I do. It didn't hurt that I was an office supervisor. It didn't hurt that I went to Toastmasters. It didn't hurt that I had training. Union grievances, layoffs, and disciplinary actions. Because that's what I did as an HR supervisor after. Those help. So I would think, I went to hospice training twice. Didn't like Kaiser. Don't do that. Go private. Sorry, Kaiser. I went there and they just really, I told them I was a minister and I, you know, on and on and had training. It didn't matter. I wasn't a registered nurse and they just didn't want me there. But So if you want to do something like that, just to give you grounding and confidence that no matter what is thrown at you, you'll be calm enough to listen, reverse, pick up information, turn it around, allow them to grieve, allow the person to have died their way. If you're there to witness it, that's a privilege, on and on like that. Okay, so the creating words or blocks. I also had, and it's not like I have this much anymore, when I was younger getting into this, it was the strangest thing because I could listen to people talking, and I could see colors being shot back and forth. And the bigger the block and the stronger the color, wah, 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 I could tell they were arguing. So if someone says my brother and his wife, and I see two people standing there, there's these blocks and strange shapes being thrown at each other, I go, oh, they have a very uncomfortable relationship. They argue a lot. Well, how did you know? So I don't know. I haven't focused on that, but they say that sometimes people's brains interpret language differently, but I don't hear it. I just witnessed it. When you hang up with somebody, I call it, sometimes I need an emotional break, I call it. And I need to break the energy, And either, and this doesn't happen often, I'll turn around and clean the house. But sometimes I will do something around the house. When I was living in the country, I'd get out and walk around the house. The pine trees smelled wonderful. We had a large piece of property, and it was just wonderful, wonderful. And that's the house we had moved from so that Larry, would, my husband, would get health care. And it was regretful because I loved it. But yet, it was one of the most peaceful houses I've ever lived at. So having a country house is always great. If you're in the city, of course, it's up in the house. And taking care of another living being or a plant or an animal, go love your cat, your dog, throw a ball. Do something that distracts your energy from the trauma that you went through trying to help someone with the same those kind of issues. So I wrote down some things, and I've been typing, and I took hours and hours typing this thing up. Clean something, house, yard, car, working in a physical manner helps a lot, especially physical. This idea was given to me. Someone said, I turn around and do puzzles. I do computer. Yes, I get on here and I'll listen to YouTube. That's funny. Love it, love it. So I do that. I don't know about puzzle because I think a word puzzle where you find the words, I think I can do that. But sometimes if you can't find the right puzzle, I don't know how calm it would be. Like, okay, where's that? But this is what that person did. Keeps the brain offset from the path of witnessing that kind of anger. Because it's very disturbing. Create a hobby that changes your thoughts. Watch a funny movie, which I do. Play catch with a pet. I've already mentioned that. Talked last time on how each of us has unique vibration we identify. Think of a person you love, child, pet, partner, or pet, and go to them and give them a kiss. That vibration, that love that you have for somebody, that will overcome the anger. I told you last time my family's Indians and my son doesn't have a full beard. So when I touch him, I give him a kiss. I was just gone. Did you watch my eyes? His skin's, he's in Arizona, it's a little dry, but the whiskers, he just has a few like this. And when I touch his face, I know it's him because I vibrationally can feel him and I go to him. Now, he has a family, but I didn't go to the girlfriend or the children because their vibration isn't what I was looking for. And how do I know? Because my memory of the last time I hugged him, that vibration is what I was reaching for. And we do it instantaneously. It's amazing. Think of yourself hugging or kissing that child. I'm just saying that. And see if you have a sense of emotional action at that moment that you want to continue. I want to continue hugging. Okay. And I want to now include some aspects to other emotional states, grieving or upset. When someone thinks of you and you have learned his or her vibration, send back a thought or an action. And so that's how I see. So if I'm thinking of my son, I'll think of the last time we went camping together. That child will also think of me and that same action. This is difficult because sometimes this is what the part of the client in Arizona, she woke up middle of the night thinking of her daughter and the turbulence of it. And I knew she hadn't been dreaming. In fact, she woke up frustrated, angry with this. And I said, your daughter, 2 hours difference, is upset and angry. And she's thinking of you, and you're getting it. very, very difficult. Please do not stay in bed. Get up, walk around, turn the TV on, the radio on. Yeah. And break it. That's what I told her. I says, get an alligator. Rah, rah, rah. Bite her. Make her go away because she is not welcome in your soul, your spirit. She's attacking you because she doesn't know what else to do. You've heard the expression, whoever's closest gets the worst of it. Whether you're the loved one or not, you're just close in your family. And you have to take it. So you have to give it back. And I don't think she did an alligator. I think she did a nappy dog. Like this. So whatever you think of, that also helps. Okay? Someone mentioned, did I come up with this or someone else? The action of slamming a car door. Loud, forceful. All I've mentioned is not the last of the tools to help listen or consult someone's interest. I typed this up. There was very little bit about this that really came from other people, but I did have an article that I wanted to mention again tonight. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I want to give the credit. I read this. It gave me some things, but I'd already typed up a lot of it. And it's called How Not to Care When People Don't Like You. And I'm talking kids, best friends, because we all get to a place where no longer the friendship works or there's a problem in the family and their anger. And the How Not to Care When People Don't Like You. I enjoyed the article. And the author is Rebecca Fishbein. I don't know, Fishbein. I want to give her credit. How Not to Care When People Don't Like You. Source Firefox. Oh, just tell me the location. And I think we all do reading up on this kind of stuff. It could happen at any time in your life. And remember that grieving and anger are very primitive emotional feelings. Even the caveman, all the way back to the very earliest, had anger and grief. And they find that even the most primitive of our ancestors buried their loved ones, which is amazing. They're finding, going way back now, 300, 400, whatever, and they're finding graves with flowers on them. So they had profound grief. Clearly, I don't know how they dealt with it. Probably it was very difficult. Okay, I hope you learned something from me tonight, kids. It's been fun. Tough topic. It brought up some other topics. Hello, everybody. Hi. Pamela, Eric, oh, Jerry, I know Del all the time, Charlotte, Laura, Nancy, and Del. Okay, everybody, I hope I helped you. So take it away, Charlotte. I'm giving you 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're here. We can sit here and chit chat for a bit. A lot of what, you know, I agree with a lot of what you said completely, you know, from my experience.
I hope so.
Well, and taking care of my mother as well.
Yes.
You know, anger that together. She would have and the frustration that she would have and having mm-hmm. to work around that without getting frustrated. And I know there's a couple of my people out there that are currently taking care of their elderly parents. And there's times when I had to, you know, walk away and just say, look, mm-hmm. stay on the couch. I need to go in the other room. I need to decompress here. And I mm-hmm. found, I think the joy word. That I found was, and it was a weird way, we raised Chihuahuas for years. We bred Chihuahuas. We bred Chihuahuas
for dogs. Okay.
Yeah, we were certified breeders. In fact, a couple uh-huh. of our dogs won the AKC. You know, that thing on New Year, or what is it, Christmas?
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving, that thing, you know. And so when we started to find kittens in the backyard, I think that did a lot for me because I thought, okay, fine. So I would go out there, you know, when my mother was sleeping, you know, because I had a camera on my mother so I could monitor her. So I would have my phone with me, you know, but when she was resting, I would go outside with these kittens and just watch them play because it was like having those puppies mm-hmm. again. So that's where I found the calm that I needed, you know, uh-huh. during that period, because I mean, there were, and I know, I'm not going to mention names, but I know there's a couple people out there that are dealing with their parents. My father was difficult.
Yeah. Yes.
He was really difficult. But my mother was easier. But it was just a way for me to go out and just relax. I could sit out there and watch the kittens play and all this other stuff. And that helped me a lot. And you have to find that. Another thing I got trained by another psychic to do was that when you go out on a paranormal case and you come across someone who is nasty, a ghost. I'm talking a ghost. When you come across someone who is unglued, I call them unglued. Nancy calls them. It's crazy. Nancy calls them. I forget what you call them, but it's crazy or whatever you call them.
Okay.
Yeah, or angry.
My mind is empty right at the moment. Yeah, go ahead.
I was taught by this other psychic that you do the same thing. You give them something that reminds them of something peaceful. And one of the things she always did was to give them a flower, because that would calm them down. And so to this day, when I go on,
it distracts them.
Yeah,
it distracts them.
I go on a case to relax them, to calm them down. I will give them a flower. That's one of the first things I learned, you know, out in the field. So I mean, it is true. You know, you can change people. You can change people. You know, like you can change people's mindset like that. Now my mom, hers was watching Hollywood musicals. She'd start to get agitated and stuff, and we put grease on because she missed that whole grease that whole grease.
I really like your mother. I'm so sorry to hear. She was mid 80s, so
But she missed that whole grease thing by like 10 years. But she remembers the boys. You know, even at the right after she graduated high school, they were already starting to wear the Bobby Sox. You know, because she went through the Frank Sinatra Bobby Sox thing. That's what she went through. You know, so they were already making that change. So for the majority of the time when she would get agitated, I'd put grease on and she would sit there and watch it. And all of a sudden I could see her calming down, you know, watching it because she enjoyed it. So it was always some kind of musical. But you do have to calm, you know, to calm the situation down. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard. Like there were times when I would just say, okay, your show's on. I'm going to go down the hall. I'm going to go in my office. I'll leave the door open. I have to sit down. I have to just, you know, calm down in this because it's not going to go well, you know, so you have to be able to do that when you're dealing with somebody like that. You know, you have to de-escalate it right away. And I agree 100% with that. You know, that's what I was thinking when you were talking about that. I was thinking about dealing with my mother when she would get agitated and stuff, you know, and how I dealt with it.
Very positive, problematic when you have so I counsel a lot of people on dementia, Alzheimer's issues. Because I've had a lot of clients over the years, and they have a lot of anger issues, and they can't understand, and it's just turbulent all the time. Mm-hmm. I've attracted a lot of people, unfortunately. I won't. Anyway, that's that.
Yeah.
I was very lucky not to have that in my family at all.
Yeah.
Maybe that's.
Yeah. So I've been telling everybody over on TikTok, I can freely say it here, I can't say it over there, that Nancy and I are planning to travel, and that's something where I'm working towards right now is at some point, we don't know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm hoping that at some point, you know, I can get a hold of an older RV, not as old as I had, but an older RV, and be able to travel with Nancy around a little bit and go to some of these haunted places, like visit Gettysburg and go to these different places, and we would be on the road. So that's something that, you know, it's a future thing that we're working on right now to be able to do, which would be kind of fun, and we could do lives, you know, and stuff from there. So, you know,
I do think we'll probably get to Nevada, the town of Brody. When I was there with my first husband, it was calmer than I thought it'd be, but also there were buildings you'd walk near. You go, I worked in Tombstone for a year, and I used to see all kinds of spirits there. Yet you could walk by a bubble of a living moment and walk through it, and you could feel that there was a lot of agitation. And that's, I mean, it's really something.
Look at Autumn walking up Main Street in Tombstone when the cowboy walked up to her.
Yeah.
And she went, he's right here in front of me, and he's got this weird hat on. Remember, we went to the hat store because I said, okay, I want to know what kind of hat he had on, you know, so we went in to find the hat. Then we went over to the cemetery, and then he was buried over there at the Boot Hill, you know, so Autumn, it's another really talented medium. She really is. And it was fun because Nancy let her do her thing when we were in Tombstone. You know, we went to to see what she would see. We went to Big Nose Kate's. We did all that stuff. So that was fun. I mean, that's what we're looking at. You know, that's what we would like to do. Probably Nevada, you're right, Virginia City, to go to Virginia City would be fun, you know, and to visit different places. Idaho, I have one of my friends is in Idaho now, and she tells me all about some really cool places in Idaho to visit. Oh. You know, so it's all within.
And then California has so many places.
Yeah.
Just so many, there's spirits everywhere. Everybody says, oh, Nancy, and I go, listen, in my the little Oroville I live in, they have 3 cemeteries.
Yeah.
Really? Everywhere I want to go, if I'm not careful, I'm driving by it, and I do not want to look. Because what happens is I see them, excuse me, somebody standing there, you lock mm-hmm. eyes, they're coming in the car with you. Uh-uh. No, no.
I
would drive by
in the car. But the thing is,
I don't want them to see me.
When we talk about California, I mean, right now, the way it is with Nancy and I, and the way the experiences we've had, it's been primarily the Sacramento area and the Gold Country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Gold Country alone, hotel after hotel after hotel after hotel after hotel.
And they're done at home.
Yeah. You know, Coloma, you've got the place where they discovered gold. So, I mean, you know, it's these little towns like Placerville and all these places. So, it's you can just spend years just.
Delta said, State Prison in Boise is haunted. Been there.
Yeah, see?
That's one of my intuitive peoples.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what I'm saying is that just with the area here, you know, in this pocket here, you know, with
mm-hmm.
with where Nancy lived, from where Nancy lives now,
mm-hmm.
all the way over to Yosemite. Okay, that whole area there, it's a big area.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough to keep us going for 10 years.
I don't know about 10 years, but
yeah,
I also want to add that we'll do things here.
Yeah.
And spring or summer comes along, I'm putting my van together so we can spend, at least I can spend nights in a big vehicle.
Yeah.
Because I want to investigate UFOs. I've had experiences, and it'd be fun to be part of it. I've been telling people for years, and it seems like another year within this next year. So we've already had, I've been telling people this year or next year, and we've already had so many sightings
mm-hmm.
that when I read an article, I just read something in one of the newsletters, are we alone in the universe? And what if we are? And I laughed to myself, listen, I've seen those things. They come get me. I know they're live. They're
you know,
real.
I'm jealous of the people that they do come to get and they fix.
Oh, you
know, their health issues.
I wish they would fix my issues. I don't know if
fix
they created them.
Fix my heart. Fix my back. Make me normal again. You know, that's how I am. I sit there at night going, yeah, come fix me. You know? But yeah, and then like I told you guys, that I share over at my other show, that I'm going to be doing some SUV camping this summer. Some SUV camping on my SUV. So we're going to be doing that. And I hope that leads to, like I said, you know, some of these guys I see on TikTok doing this stuff, and it does lead to sponsorships from people that have
mm-hmm.
RVs that, you know, it's where I can pick up an older RV. It's like, you know, one thing leads to another. So that's what I'm hoping I can start that kind of, yeah, ball rolling and get that for sponsorships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, plans, you know, and so far it's all going in a positive direction. Don't know if we're going to be on TikTok. Don't know what's happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys
mm-hmm.
want to find us, also, I can announce that here. Of course, we'll be here on YouTube doing this show. Always over here on Facebook and YouTube doing this show. But for the other show, I'm looking at, you know, we're looking at Clapper
mm-hmm.
and Favorited.
Oh, Favored. Favored.
For you guys mm-hmm. that come around, I want you to, you know, help us out. Because if TikTok goes away, we have till April. If TikTok goes away, we're going to be, it's going to be like we're dead, right? It's just a death. It's going to be a death thing. Poof, blink, it's dark. Okay? You're not going to find us. You're going to be scrambling. You're going to be scrambling to find us. Okay?
Well, and she was telling me today
that
the friends that were subscribers to her, she's gone to visit and they're gone.
Yeah. I was talking about,
you
go to TikTok, and that's a lot of the issue right now. You know, the people that I've subscribed to on TikTok, my feed isn't like it used to be on TikTok. I mean, I'm barely, I'm lucky if I can spend maybe 10 minutes on my feed and then it says, go to the For You section. Because there's nothing new there. There's nobody there. Because they've all gone. So that's what I'm talking about. Everybody's spread to the four winds. You know, everybody's spread.
And don't be surprised, I'm also seeing that on Facebook. People
are
leaving Facebook too because of the political connections.
Yeah, yeah, there's a
so
lot of things.
It's unfortunate. It's real world and that's all there is.
Yeah.
Okay, kid. For those who came in,
NancyMatz.com,
Nancy Matz author, our Nancy Matz psychic at YouTube, sign up so we can do newsletters. Let us know. Let you know. Okay, Char.
And that's the other thing. I am on Substack. to get tell you let you guys know I am on Substack. I will be doing a newsletter there as well. I will be doing a newsletter there. You could also do lives from Substack. So I'm looking at options over there as well, you know, to do stuff. Anyhow, guys, I'm gonna update you real quick. Sunday, I will be here at 5 p.m. Pacific. I don't know how long I'll be here. I'm gonna go ahead and choose a book just to get a little start on if we run out of time Sunday. Because I think I'm down to like 30 pages on the spooky holiday storybook. So I'm gonna grab a short story book or something with ghosts in it, from the site I get the books from. And then we'll start a whole new book the following Sunday. But yeah, you know, 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Pacific on Sunday, we'll be reading spooky Christmas stories and maybe and a couple short stories in behind that, so we could fill the hour up. And then again on Wednesday, I can't remember the name of my guest. I'm sorry, but we are going to be talking about remote reading, and we're going to be talking about how to research to see if you know to research your if you're in a haunted house, how to do the research to figure out what's going on with that. And then Thursday, I know John Stewart. The guy's name is John Stewart. The gentleman's name is John Stewart. I can tell you that. Not the guy, not the political dude, but John Stewart is going to be on, and he's going to be talking about information he has about that he has verified about the U.S. interviewing an alien species.
There you are. UFO. Yeah.
Yeah, UFO. So we're going to be everywhere on Thursday. And those two are at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, of course. So yeah, so we got some stuff coming up. We're starting to build up the stuff for this show and start get that going. In the meantime, Monday, we're going to probably get on early, Monday or Tuesday, because it is Valentine's week. And we're going to get on early, and we're going to finish off that Charlie Brown Christmas house. We're going to turn it into a Christmas Valentine's combo. So we're going to decorate that, finish the decorating on that one. And that'll be like 4 p.m. Pacific on Monday. That way we can get at least a couple hours in to finish it off before I do the other show. So tonight, 7 p.m. between, I'm going to say 7:15 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to make a quick sandwich also before I start the next show. So I'll be doing 3-card tarot card reads, past, present, future. As you know, on Wednesday, we did the love cards that Nancy got me. It was a blast. I did 78 readings with love cards. It was pretty fun. They called me Dr. Love. And so that was fun. So we're going to, maybe Valentine's, next Friday, we'll do the love cards again because it's Valentine's. It's Valentine's.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, for Valentine's. But anyway, okay, guys, it's been great. I'll see you guys around 7 p.m. Pacific. 7:15 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to do some readings tonight, and let's have some fun. Let's go over there and do what I do, and the magic that is me. All right? Okay, guys, thank you so much. Nancy, thank you so much.
And thank you, everybody, for coming. And I see my tech guy, Dell, is here, so that's fun. All right. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Yep.
Okay.
Off we go. I think.